Charles Manson.
The death of a madman.
Roy Moore accusers speak.
At 14, I was not able to make those kind of choices.
Aggressive path for the special counsel.
Mueller is moving full steam ahead with his probe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For decades, he was the face of evil. Charles Manson, the cult leader behind a Southern California killing spree nearly half a century ago, has died at 83. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Charles Manson never acknowledged what he did.
I didn't have nothing to do with killing those people.
In truth, he had everything to do with it. In August 1969, Manson directed some of his devoted followers to carry out a savage, ritualistic, two-night murder spree here in L.A.
Five persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead.
In the end, seven were killed. Actress Sharon Tate was the most well-known. She was married to director Roman Polanski and was 8 months pregnant. Polanski was not there. He returned to find his wife and unborn child dead in a home full of blood.
You see a lot of blood all over the place.
In Manson's warped mind, he thought the killings would start a race war. He called it Helter Skelter, after a Beatles song. Manson may have cast a spell over his vulnerable followers, mostly women, with a blend of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but he could not convince a jury. He was found guilty. Initially, Manson was sentenced to death. That was later reduced to life in prison. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Three of Alabama's largest newspapers have endorsed Roy Moore's opponent in the U.S. Senate race, Democrat Doug Jones. Moore is standing firm. He won't quit the race and says there's nothing to sexual misconduct allegations from nine women. Tina Johnson was 28 when she says Moore sexually assaulted her in 1991 when she filed legal paperwork with him.
We got up to leave, and when we did, my mother went first, and he grabbed me from behind.
And Moore accuser Lee Korfman told her story on NBC's Today Show. She was 14 at the time, Moore 32.
He removed my clothing. He left the room and came back in wearing his white underwear. And he touched me over my clothing, what was left of it.
The election is 3 weeks from tomorrow. Al Franken says he won't step down from his Minnesota Senate seat. He's apologized amid a woman's sexual misconduct allegations. PBS has removed him from the David Letterman Mark Twain Prize special that airs tonight. Actor Jeffrey Tambor says he can't see how he can return to his Emmy-winning role on the Amazon series Transparent.
Out of all my kids, you're the one. You can see me most clearly.
An actress on the show and a former assistant accuse him of sexual harassment. Tambor denies the allegations but says there's now a politicized atmosphere on the set. Model Kerry Clawson accuses entertainment mogul Russell Simmons of sexual misconduct in 1991 when she was 17. Simmons, in a statement, denies the allegation. New developments in the Russia investigation. CBS's Paula Reed says the special counsel is zeroing in on the abrupt dismissal of the FBI director back in May.
Robert Mueller has asked the Justice Department to hand over any documents related to the firing of former FBI chief James Comey. Now, this signals that Mueller is moving full steam ahead with his probe as to whether or not the president or anyone else obstructed justice in the firing of James Comey.
Well, there's a search in the Big Bend area of Texas for suspects and witnesses in the death of a U.S. border agent. Officials have not made clear what caused 36-year-old Rogelio Martinez's fatal injuries. His partner's in serious condition. President Trump used the incident to call for a border wall in a tweet. There's a manhunt northeast of Pittsburgh for a 29-year-old man wanted for the fatal shooting of a rookie cop during a Friday night traffic stop. 25-year-old Brian Shaw was killed while chasing Ramil Holt on foot. Police Chief James Klein.
We will find you. We will arrest you. And we will prosecute you so that you are held accountable.
Overseas, the U.S. military's banned service members from leaving the base on Japan's Okinawa Island and is banned all drinking there. It comes after a 21-year-old Marine was involved in a traffic accident that killed a 61-year-old man. Police said Nicholas James McLean had a blood alcohol level that was three times the legal limit. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has ignored a deadline issued by his political party to resign. The BBC's Ben Brown on what's next.
What looks now inevitable is that there will be moves to impeach him. They will need a two-thirds majority in both houses of the parliament to impeach him. And we've been told this morning by one MP that that impeachment process could take quite a while. Days, maybe weeks, maybe even months.
Talks on a coalition government collapse today in Germany. It could mean a new round of elections and, at the very least, months of political paralysis for Chancellor Angela Merkel. Now to Miami, where NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished 25th in his final race on NBC. He's retiring at 43.
Hey, I just want to thank everybody that's had an impact on my career. I've made friendships and relationships that'll last a lifetime.
37-year-old Martin Truex Jr. won the race and claimed the NASCAR season title. Former tennis pro Yana Novotna has died of cancer at 49. She won Wimbledon in 1998. Now to London, where it's a big day for Queen Elizabeth. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us live.
The bells of Westminster Abbey pealing in celebration, just as they did 70 years ago today, the day the then Princess Elizabeth married the dashing young naval officer Philip Mountbatten. Historian Christopher Lee.
You look at the Queen and Prince Philip and say, 70 years. Now, what made it work?
The answer from former royal press secretary Dickie Arbiter.
They do adore each other, and it does show.
No public appearances today, just a private dinner with their children and grandchildren. Steve?
Well, this morning, the Georgia Dome in Atlanta came down in an implosion. 25 years after it opened, one of the country's largest domed stadiums is no more. It's been replaced by the Mercedes-Benz Stadium next door. Last night's American Music Awards, a showcase for 73-year-old Diana Ross. She performed and received a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I really, really love being here, and I feel so humbled by this.
For working parents, child care has been an issue for decades. And as we hear from CBS's Jim Taylor, it doesn't seem like the situation's getting any better.
This new poll of parents with young kids, most of them agree it is a struggle to find child care options that meet all of their standards. Skyping in, here's C.S. Mott Children's Hospital poll director, Sarah Clark.
Overall, 62% did endorse this idea that it is hard to find options that include all of those characteristics that they desire.
Safety and security, she says, parents' top concerns. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
A publicist says there's been no change in David Cassidy's condition. The TV and music star is in a Florida hospital with multiple organ failure. Cassidy's 67. Earlier this year, he said he was struggling with memory loss, forcing him to end his performing career. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.